Hello and welcome to the Poor Gamer Podcast, episode 104. I'm your host, Brad. This is my co-host, Eric.
How's it going?
And this has been a miserable week.
It has, yeah. But
let's make fun of James Workshop to feel better about ourselves.
All right. I mean, that wasn't the original intent of this, but oh boy, did James Workshop give us some ammunition.
All right. So to get into this week's episode and segue into it for something topical, yesterday, Games Workshop gave us an episode idea of sorts by showing off the new Combat Patrol for Dark Angels. And it's a bit of a travesty.
Yeah, it could be cool. It sounds like, you know, oh, that would be a good Space Marine box.
It has some problems that we can dissect and point at some other bad Combat Patrols and get into what is clearly this episode's title, which is dreaming up fixed combat patrols for several factions, but not all of them, just like three example ones. Also, this is a really bad title. Maybe I'll have a better one by the time this gets posted.
I was liking the building a better combat patrol.
Did you write? Oh, you did write that down. Thank you.
As a like, hey, we're just better, you know, built different than James Workshop.
Okay, we'll go with the title there then. Building a better combat patrol. And that was definitely the first take and not whatever I said before that. Borrelia is going to hate this intro, but it's going to be hilarious. Or he'll leave everything in and I look like a dumbass right now.
I mean, at least the audio portion is going to be...
Oh, I guarantee the audio gets the whole thing.
Yeah. Hopefully it's cleaned up a little bit for YouTube so we maintain some viewership throughout. But sounds good.
All right, so we need a rules of engagement if we're going to actually make combat patrols. We should talk about what makes one good, what makes one bad, what seems to be the formula to make one in the first place, rules you can't break.
It's one thing to be like, I can make a better combat patrol. I just need to put 2,000 points worth of an army into a box that costs $150. Ha ha, I won.
Exactly, yeah, we can't do that. We have to come up with reasonable ones that Games Workshop could make and would make. In a better world.
So to do that, you know, we're kind of working around the 500 point assumption, roughly.
Which I went through all of the combat patrols again in preparation for this, including some new ones that weren't on our original episodes that covered this topic. Woof, is there a difference from army to army?
Yeah.
To bring everyone back in time a little bit, Stark Collectings is what we had in 8th edition / early 9th. They were roughly $90 for an unknown number of points. Some of them were only like 200. Some of them were like over 500 points.
There was no real balance thought into it. You know, it was just kind of like, here's stuff that you're going to want in your army.
It was entirely from like a modeling standpoint. If you put two of them against each other, it would be a terrible game. So 9th edition, they came out with the idea of combat patrol. We'll make 500 point games the norm, make it a good entry point, and have our boxes based around this. And we'll jack up the price to like $140 to guarantee we have a huge profit margin and even the worst army could get 500 points of models.
And I mean, that also means that you can face off one combat patrol against another and it won't be just a complete mismatch failure kind of thing, so that your first game experience isn't bad.
And then they immediately forgot that.
It was well-intentioned.
And some of them were flat-out illegal to play as the box was made for their faction in 9th.
Shout out Death Guard. Woo.
Death Guard had some fantastic issues. Then we moved to 10th, and a lot of these combat patrols have not been updated for 10th, so maybe there's some awkwardness on now leaders exist, so you might have a mismatch. Thousand Suns somehow got even worse due to this.
But, I mean, that's kind of understandable. Like, they were designed for a different game, because 10th has changed so much that, yeah, it's understandable that it's not quite following the rules.
And in the move to 10th edition, Games Workshop very cleverly noticed that they hadn't balanced combat patrols well, and you had armies with wild point differences, so it didn't really work. So they came up with a solution. Instead of trying to balance the points, they would just balance the data sheets after putting the boxes together. They immediately failed, but that's a different topic.
Yeah, that's huge brain 4D chess.
And now we're back to things like the Dark Angels Combat Patrol, which includes 10 basic intercessors, which suck ass. Half a box of Hellblasters because they just couldn't afford to give you the whole box.
That's probably one of the most disappointing parts to me.
3 Blade Guard vets, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then a Gravis captain who can lead none of this.
It feels like they messed up and it should have been the heavy intercessors instead of the normal ones, right? Like,
this feels messed up in many ways.
True. It's a disappointing combat patrol.
But the point is, about half the armies have a combat patrol that people who collect the army would not be very happy with. There are some standouts, some we're not fixing today.
Admech, hey, how's it going?
We'll come back to you, Admech, next time.
Maybe when you get fixed in general, we can actually put together a box that's possible.
Yeah, let's give them one more data slate before we attempt it.
Yeah, but not the only ones that have been problematic.
There's been some famously bad ones. Death Guard, Thousand Suns, generic Space Marines. All of those will get touched on when we return to this topic later, but I wanted to do some other choices to keep this very interesting and not so formulaic as to do the most basic ones everyone has commented on how bad they are.
Right.
But let's identify what a combat patrol should have. So looking at the ones people like, I'm looking at Gene Stealer Cults. I'm looking at Custodes, though there are some rumblings on that one.
I think it's still reasonable.
Eldari, pretty loved. Grey Knights, slaps. As long as you're okay with Grey Knights models, some people don't like the entire range, but like, it's a good combat patrol.
The combat patrol can't fix if you don't like an army. That's just not what combat patrols are for. Grey Knights does a great combat patrol.
And then Drukhari, another fantastic one. It was like the OG example of how good a combat patrol could be, and then things kind of went downhill over the edition.
It was a focused idea that was well put together and executed.
So looking at these, we can come up with, okay, you have to have an HQ, pretty clear.
Yeah.
Preferably this HQ should not be able to be screwed up and be built as something else. That is not true for Custodes just because Custodes doesn't have that as an option.
Yeah, I don't think that that's that big of a deal. It's just, you know, it has to be clear that this was the intended HQ and then like, yeah, you could do some other stuff, you're fine.
You as Games Workshop would prefer they can't screw that up.
Yeah.
So when available, we would like it to be a, you can't accidentally not build an HQ. Then you have to have battle line units from your army. It appears basically every combat patrol does this with very few exceptions, and those appear to be mistakes.
Yeah, not the rules we want to follow.
Thousand Suns, looking at you, bud. Then you want at least one other unit of more elite status than your battle line, and then you would like a centerpiece, something like a vehicle, a monster, something like that.
Yeah, something that is like, ooh, that's the fancy shiny thing in comparison to my, these are the battle line. So yeah, a decent spread of types of models.
And then we want to talk about things from the value perspective. We want it to be at least 500 points of value based on the combat patrols people like and recommend people to buy multiple of.
Originally, it seemed like that was their intended design for combat patrol, and I think it was a good intended design, so let's focus on actually doing that. It hasn't held up for everyone, but that should be our, let's try and hit at least that target.
It should feel like a functional army when it leaves the box. It should not be a mess of parts that don't mesh together in any way. You shouldn't have a Gravis captain that can't lead any of the units in it. It's kind of the point here.
That was a good, yeah. Dark Angels being the example of it needs to flow, it needs to make sense.
And because we're Games Workshop, not us, we want to make sure they don't get too much value.
Right.
So it has to be a discount or no one's going to buy it. But we want to cap that discount. You're never getting more than 50% off, which is an insane value, but technically we get very close in a couple armies.
Yeah, I think that that's a fair cap. Like, let's not make it more than 50% off. Just because
it's an insane dream to get there.
Yeah.
40% off seems to be a standard decent percentage off. There are armies that go over. Gene Stealer Cults is famously among them, and it's why I recommend a lot of that combat patrol if you're trying to play Gene Stealer Cults, because it gives you a balanced force while being a huge discount on an expensive army to make it affordable.
Right. One of the things is we don't have the internal data for like what the cost to make versus all of that stuff is. So like like GW can push things to make it a better discount depending on what their actual internal pricings are. But like, this is a good guideline, I think.
And then we've got, we should have at least the character, battle line, centerpiece, and a fourth unit minimum.
Yeah, we don't want anything that's like a massive slant list, you know? That's, here is six characters. Good luck.
Yeah. We also don't want to have, like, it's a monster mash where it would be very difficult to have other combat patrols be prepared for it out of their boxes.
That is true.
And it's something that I kind of push the envelope on. It's a harder one than the others when you're trying to get the discount and the points right in certain armies. And it's why Gene Steelers just breaks the rule and goes well past 40%.
Yeah, I think that that is one of those, when designing a combat patrol, you want it to feel like how the army could play kind of thing. So like Tyranids still needs to play like Tyranids. You can't just be like, eh, don't worry about it. You don't need to have any of your swarm or your big monsters, because that would be difficult to balance against the other combat patrols. But, you know, keep it in mind of not making a list that's a full tank list would be difficult for Grey Knights to go up against. Maybe don't do that.
I'd argue one tank can be difficult.
But within reason kind of thing.
So then there are some external issues that can crop up. The one that a lot of people won't be aware of if they're not aware of the manufacturing backend stuff is shipping things is expensive. The bigger the box, the worse it is. So you want to keep your combat patrols of a size. Preferably also for marketing reasons that they're all the same general shape and have identifiability to them. Drukhari is the stretch of this. There's a couple armies that are in the Drukhari size box, but if you ever see that box, it is fat. It contains a lot. And I'm going to say that's basically our size limit.
And all of these need to be from models that are already existing, because you're not designing new models for this discount box. Nor are you designing refit sprues.
And this gets into some of the challenges. I didn't do Thousand Suns. I know a lot of people would like me to talk about it.
It's tough.
A Thousand Suns is a very boring combat patrol army with the rules we've laid out. I know what list I would pick. It's exceptionally boring. The problem with Thousand Suns is you can only have 0 or 10 rubric marines. You can never give somebody 5 because of how the sprue is set up. And that really limits your layouts in your boxes. And that's how we ended up with 20 Zangors.
Zangors was the solution. Not a good solution, but...
I wouldn't go that way, but it is part of what led to that. So we do have issues on that front where, like, you can't ask for something that doesn't exist. I can gripe about it while putting these together, but it can't affect the final outcome.
Yeah. One of the other things about combat patrol, or value boxes for this matter, is it's nice to make it so that buying multiples is still good, especially for somebody who's new to collecting the army. One of those problems being like characters can be difficult because you don't want multiple characters of the same thing, especially if we're going with the ones that can't be built incorrectly. But usually characters aren't that much of a value part that you're too worried about, so...
Yeah, on any of the normal value combat patrols, as long as you want every non-character in it, even if the character is totally dead the second time, you almost always are fine picking it up. They're just not an appreciable percentage of the discount portion.
Right. And the more that that happens, the less likely you are to get 3 or 4 of them kind of thing. So keep that in mind so that buying multiples is good.
Another thing that will come up is you have to be aware of what other boxes are currently on sale for these factions. This is part of why Tyranids and Space Marines have awful combat patrols right now, because you're just better off buying the starter set and getting a bunch of models essentially for free, or selling them for a profit online to get your combat patrol in air quotes for cheaper. And that's without getting into the, you could also just go on eBay and be the one to buy this cheaper one.
Yeah, especially if you're able to find like the ripped apart versions and trading and all that kind of stuff. So there's only so much that can really be done in combat patrols, especially for armies that are split into multiple sections or multiple sub factions. Like,
just say Chaos Demons.
Yeah, Chaos Demons is kind of the centerpiece of, wow, there's four armies here. How do you make a combat patrol?
And the answer was simple.
Pick one.
Don't give a shit and make one.
Yeah.
And this is one. So we have three lists today, and my wife came up with one of them.
All right.
When she was putting this list together, she was annoyed because she wanted to make multiple themed combat patrols for the different sections of the army she chose. To which I pointed out, only Space Marines gets that, and they do it poorly.
It is kind of disappointing, because, like, I had thought the same thing of, like, oh, I could do a three-set combat patrols for this faction, and it would be awesome.
And that is an entire episode I am good with doing, but we can't do it for this one. We have to go under the assumption you get one box per army. Probably because some bean counter or market research asshole said this will confuse the least people and guarantee brand identity for a faction, whatever bullshit term.
I mean, there are valid reasons to that I understand, especially of like the, if you do it all at once, that's great. But if we drip feed it, it'll be long term profits. But yeah, let's not focus on that. I think that's basically the rules put together.
Yeah, so we can get into our actual three factions we're fixing today. We can just say them up front. We are going to be fixing Tyranids, Orcs, and the Imperial Guard / Astra Militarum. These are three box sets that are not the worst of the worst, but are ones that people have complaints about. I'll start us off with the list my wife put together, because I think it shows off something very fancy.
Ooh, fancy Tyranids.
So I don't want to get too into the current combat patrol other than to show it off real quick. It is made entirely of units that are within the Leviathan box set / in the Ultimate Edition starter set, which is a much better deal than this box. You get a Tyranid Prime, two sets of the easy to build version of Termagants, not the full version that's on sale on GW's website. You get five of the Barb Gaunts, you get three Von Ryan's Leapers, and you get a Psychophage as your centerpiece. It is actually a lot of models at 32. Which you could argue is a nice theme to it, to show that Tyranids get a lot of models at a size. If you want to play a horde, you may want to look at Tyranids. But the actual combat patrol itself is not good because, well, you could just get it cheaper elsewhere.
Yeah, that won't be true forever, but...
It won't, but the box will change shortly thereafter anyway, so it won't matter at that point.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. So it's not like it's that bad.
No, it's better than the Space Marine one, which is just awful.
But there are things that can be improved, so...
So let's go through what my wife put together here. She originally tried for a couple themed lists before I asked her to try for something more generic that fit within the rules. And she ended up coming up with a very interesting idea to go with her general complaint. And that was to take advantage of how Tyranids have a lot of older dual build kits.
Yeah.
Or tri-build in the case of the Hive Tyrant.
The Hive Tyrant's just a weird monstrosity. That does fit in the box, right?
Yes, it does. Speaking of, the last Tyranid combat patrol included a Hive Tyrant. So her list starts off with one as well, and then it moves into 10 Hormagaunts to fill out our basic troop.
It's a good battle line.
She specifically chose Hormagaunts over Termagaunts because it accents the other box sets available well.
Okay, yeah.
She then went for three Zoanthropes.
Ooh.
Technically, there's a Ripper Swarm because it comes with Hormagaunts and Termagaunts. And then she capped it off with a Maliceptor. Now, points-wise, if you were to build it just as Hive Tyrant on foot and what I've listed off, it is 600 points, which is solid.
That's definitely exceeding our minimum to a point that I'm like, it could be tough to go up against, but it's just not so bad.
It's $265 MSRP for these models, which I actually think is $5 lower than the current box asterisk, I think. I didn't run the math again, but I'm pretty sure that's the number I had remembered.
It's basically the same.
So it's very believable. It's 39% discount.
It's not bad.
Very solid. The key to this list, it doesn't have overlap with other entry points, so it's nice to be able to get more variety because you're the special one this edition who gets to have more than one box.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, if you already bought this, you know, intro box, you're not doubling up with the combat patrol. You're gonna get new stuff.
And as far as buying a second one goes, you could buy this box again and build them all the same way and maybe change up how the Hive Tyrant is built with wings or whatever.
Yeah.
And end up with a sane amount of all of these models. You could do it a third time and build them as the Swarm Lord. Three Maliceptors is a bit much. Nine Zoanthropes might be pushing it, but it depends on your taste. That would be even okay. But here's the real trick. She took advantage of the fact that all of these, except for Hormagaunts, are dual build. So you could also build this not as point heavy as a wing Winged Hive Tyrant, 10 Hormigaunts, build them as 3 Venomthropes, a Ripper Swarm, and then build a Toxicroak instead of a Malaceptor.
I did not know that those were the same. That's nice.
This is kind of neat too, because the Malaceptor is psychic, the Zoanthropes are psychic. The Toxicroak is the venomous noodle mouth, and the Venomthropes are the venomous noodle mouth. I'm sure this was purposeful when the kits were built, but it's something that works very well when you're trying to make a box set that can be built multiple ways and end up with basically different armies that would play differently in play just by building the other units.
Right, but it's all very clearly still Tyranids. It's not one of these like, oh, you could build this in a different way, but like, it's obviously a dumb way kind of thing.
So you can either go psychic with the Zoanthropes Malaceptor, or you can go for like a more melee-oriented Venomthropes Toxicroak, spreading out your spores and causing general havoc that way.
I like it. That does mean buying multiples is even that much better. Like, just buy 4 of them.
Based on what she was like showing with this, you could get away with it and end up with a balanced-looking start of an army.
Like, really, 3 is like, that's a good start. You're fine. You're not spending all of your money on these, but you could do 4 without being too worried about having extras.
Yeah, you would end up with like a Swarm Lord, a Hive Tyrant on foot, one with wings, and then however you want to build the 4th. 40 Hormigaunts is a very believable number.
That was the key, is one of those like, a lot of armies, 4 of your battle line, well weird, 40 Hormigaunts, perfectly fine.
And then, you know, your mix of Venomthropes and Zoanthropes and Malaceptors and Toxicroaks, all perfectly normal. It's a sweet idea.
It's one of those that like, not every kit is going to do that, just because a lot of kits don't have these, you know, dual build options, but when you can take advantage of it, that's pretty sweet.
So do we want to get into yours, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I actually kind of had the same, but that's just because orcs are orcs and kit bashing be kit bashing. So yeah, the current combat patrol is not terrible. It's got a war boss, 20 boys, 3 def coptas, and a def dread.
The 20 boys are the new style. You're stuck with static arms unless you get into kit bashing their arms different. And their arms do have the issue of it's the split loadout.
Yeah.
You don't get 10 normal loadout boys.
That's honestly the annoying part about it, but I mean, that's just how boys are now, really.
Yeah, you can buy the old-fashioned ones, but let's be honest, they're old.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be taking a shit in the woods.
It's a power move. So I had kind of looked at it and was like, yeah, I could do like a Squigway, boys, and then like a vehicle.
And that would be great if we were allowed multiple of these per faction. And it might be a good one to bring up. Should we do that topic?
Yeah. But since that wasn't allowed, I went with just kind of like, honestly, a pretty simple infantry orc list. So start off with a war boss. And I figured let's still have a group of boys. It's not the greatest kit comparatively in kit bashing potential as it used to be, but it's still a good kit, and like, you can't really have enough boys, so not too worried about that. And then I got commandos, because that's like the, hey look, this is your elite fun unit kind of thing.
Eric was never going to not pick commandos.
It wasn't the first thing on the list because there were boys, but it was basically the first thing on the list. Then I got some knobs, just nice to have those. Their model is
hideous.
But it's what we got, and they've got extra weapons and stuff like that that you can play around with.
They are fantastic for bits, as everybody pointed out, as though it makes them less hideous somehow on our ugly models episode. But those arms could be useful in fixing the boys.
That's kind of the thing, is like, the knobs are fine knobs. Like, we're doing good work there, and honestly, they're fun to play. But, you know, we're going to take advantage of the fact that they do have weapons that you can kit bash with. On a same kind of thing, I went with, I guess technically they're the Ludas is the box, but they build Burnas as well. So that's the like switch combo.
Yeah, you show it off on the box as the Burna boys you want them to build, but technically they could build them as Ludas.
Yeah, and then, hey, let's grab a truck because you got a bunch of infantry. Let's do the orc thing. Put the boys in the truck and off we go.
I like the transport idea, especially because you got away with it price-wise and I could not when I get to guard.
Yeah, so this one, it's a bit more expensive.
You pushed the limit.
I definitely did. 286 MSRP, so it's like 44% 10% off, which is...
It's higher than the bean counter's going to want. He's going to ask how important those Burna Boys is.
And that's, you know, that's exactly where it was. It was like, you know, you could take out the Luda kit, the Burna Boys. I think this list becomes a lot less exciting.
It does. A lot of the appeal comes from those last couple being in there. And it's nice because, honestly, this is what, a 32 model? But yeah, this is a very horde-heavy looking, green-tide feeling theme.
Yeah, which is why I was like, let's put a truck in it. Like, that was like, balance some things around to figure out what, okay, I can use knobs instead kind of thing. Because, like, this is trying to do the green-tide orc infantry. But at the same time, there's a bit of fun. We get the Ludas or the Burna Boys that are different. And then you got commandos to have some, like, oh, you can actually have some, big brain plays with the commandos. Hey, isn't that sneaky? Or you can just, you know, play them as more boys that are fancy. But yeah, it's definitely up on the higher end. At the same time, though, like, some of these are older kits. So I feel like the internal argument of, like, hey, do we really want to give away this much of a discount? It'd be like, well, a lot of these are pretty old kits, so maybe we don't worry about it too much. Let's get rid of some inventory.
Honestly, that's a good argument to give the bean counters to get away with this.
Yeah. Especially if, as much as I hate the idea, it'd be like, oh, next year we're going to release a new kit of the knobs or a new kit of whatever. And it's like, well, yeah, let's put them in, sell them the old ones, and then sell them the new ones again next year.
Games Workshop has never done that once, Eric.
Yeah, no.
How dare you speak such honest truths?
This list is just barely hitting our point, like 520, maybe 510, depending on if you're using the Ludas. But like, if you get some extra boys, then you could actually build both the Burnas and the Ludas.
Oh yeah, because it's just boys with the specialty weapons, kind of smart.
Yeah, so like, you could get to like 570 points if you grabbed some things. It's just because orcs have such kit bashing potential. That, like, because you picked knobs and Ludas, you get to do some more things. And it's nice that without that, we're still above 500 points.
Right, which means on the tin, we can sell it this way. But we know that the community can then take over and hype it up past this point for us.
Exactly. And it also is, you know, one of those, like, hey, some people are going to be that much more interested in, you know, getting this just because they want to do the kit bashing type stuff. So, like, we can grab that market as well. And I just like this list, honestly. It looks like good fun. I don't think you'd want four of them, but definitely two or three.
Yeah, I don't see any issue with a duplicate of everything in here. So to finish it off, for our third example, I did Guard.
I am fascinated to hear what you did with Guard, because their current combat patrol.
We hate it for a couple reasons, one of which is still a secret, but there's an upcoming project that may involve something. But yeah, so the current Guard box, I'm not a fan. I'm not a big fan of Cadians, as we all know. There's 25 of them in here. And not much else.
And not much else. So you don't like the Walker?
I actually am a fan of the Sentinel. I don't even hate the whatever the new heavy weapon is called. Ordnance something.
Yeah.
Heavy ordnance something or other. I forget what they're called. The new heavy weapons. But I wanted to redesign it to appeal more to a balance of what Guard is. And to be more than like 300 points.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm interested to see what you did. And you gotta remember, you have to have different things, including an HQ. So like, you can't just be like, here's three Lehman Russes. Did you just make three Lehman Russes?
No.
Okay. That was a long, pregnant pause on the, oh shit, Brad forgot the rules.
No, I actually do have this somewhat memorized, and I want to talk about price for a second. I might be slightly off by $10, because I can't quite remember what the field ordnance batteries cost. I want to say they're $50. Maybe I'm off by $10 here. But the point is, this box is only worth $240 MSRP. It's low.
$55.
So it's only worth $245 with Eric's correction here.
It's still a discount, but we're on the real low end.
So it's a 35% discount. It's not the worst.
That's still a discount. And like, if you like these models, especially if you were going to buy Acadia, go ahead.
But the problem is, points wise, it's a disaster. So if we want to hit 500 point in Guard and we don't want to blow past our MSRP limit, which, to point out, very similar to Gene Stealer Cults, which is all the way up at like 295 or something.
Yeah.
We could go hard if we wanted to fix Guard this way. I'll try to hold back a little bit and save that Hail Mary for AdMech.
Okay. If we can get around it, let's not push it too far, but I would understand Guard being on the higher end of, you know, the discount percentage.
So, we'll start off with the exact same, the 5 Cadian Command Squad and the 10 Cadian Shock Troops. Here's my problem. I wanted to do Krieg, because fuck you, it's my box and I get to do what I want.
So why didn't you?
Because they only made the Cadian Command Squad, so I couldn't find an official GW leader that wasn't terrible to put in this box.
Really?
I could tell you to kitbash them.
That's wild.
Because technically Forge World still makes a resin command squad you could buy for Krieg.
Get fucked. Oh, that's so hilarious. And you didn't want to mix the...
I didn't want to do the band thing of going, just do a tank commander when you could accidentally not build one. So this is where we are. We still have 10 Cadians and a command squad, as much as I didn't want to do this. But now we can say I'm in the spirit of this combat patrol. But from here, it gets wildly different. We're cutting the rest of the combat patrol and we're going instead with 3 Bulgrins, because I just like the big beefy boys and it gives you something wildly different from how Cadians feel.
It is a drastic change, but it's not so crazy kind of thing that, like, you can play Cadian Shock Troops next to Bulgrin Squad and it's perfectly fine.
You can play more Bulgrins and less Cadian Shock Troops and it gets better.
Sure. But, like, you know, it is a drastically different unit, but they work well together.
But it's a nice point holder. It shows off the 2 different ways you can play Guard of, like, literally a bug bite takes them off the board and something that's just a big slab of meat.
Yeah.
So we get some nice variety with the Bulgrins. And then, obviously, I'm filling the rest with vehicles because Guard should have tanks.
I agree, yes. Guard should have tanks.
So we'll do 1 classic Lehman Russ battle tank, and we'll show it on the box as the battle tank and not the little chode cannon that you're going to build it as, you little meta slave.
Sure. No, I mean, you definitely go with the big fancy looking guns. Like, yeah.
Maybe we even do my personal favorite, show off the plasma one on the box, because then you can do a nice GW plasma paint job.
Sure.
Might draw some people in. And then to finish it off, we've got enough money and points left to want to add something else in here. I went with the Wyvern. It's not online only like the Manticore and stuff, which I'm pretty sure people say is like the worst kit ever to build and like will end up with giant gaps all over or something. It's one that I have heard multiple occasions and it's online only, which makes me suspect that it's very true and they know it.
And they know it.
I was debating doing a Chimera to be a transport, but it was really awkward because I only have 10 Cadian Shock Troops in this who want to be with the command squad, and they aren't all fitting in a single Chimera together, so it just got real awkward, and I decided to not go that route.
And then if you have multiple, it's one of those, like, okay, how many of your battle line are you going to have loaded up? Yeah, it's okay, fair.
So I went with the Wyvern, because I always think it's kind of neat looking. It's technically a dual build kit, but the Hydra is really awful. The Wyvern looks cool, though, at least to me.
Honestly, I kind of like the Hydra, but...
The Hydra's... One of its problems is, like, also dedicated anti-air.
Right.
It's literally an AA gun.
Yeah.
In 40K.
In 10th edition 40K.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. In 10th edition 40K.
All those air points flying around.
So, this list ends up at 495 points, and that's with the Lehman Russ as the Lehman Russ and the Wyvern as the Wyvern. Bulgrins as Bulgrins, so a lot of these could be built other ways. Yeah, it's $275 MSRP for this, which is a 42% discount. I didn't even go full ham, punch my way up to 290, like, get really gamey with it. This is a very comfortable, believable box.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, this is honestly, like, 500 points, essentially, for 275 MSRP. Completely reasonable, and because you have the 2 vehicles, this should be pretty reasonable in comparison to other combat patrols. Like,
if you put it next to Drukhari, which was my check manufacturing wise, they look a lot alike. You've got 10 troops, you've got 2 vehicles, one of which is like a dedicated tank, the other one's a transport in this case. Then you've got the minor difference of, like, you've got the weird 5-man HQ in Guard and a three elite squad, whereas Drukhari goes the classic five-man elite with a single HQ. So it's very similar looking, honestly, when you put them next to each other, like slap them up there, and they look very similar next to each other, like, well, these guys are evil and spiky, and these guys are modern military looking, and they clearly have the same idea.
Yeah, I actually quite like it. So this is one I haven't tried building these, so do the tanks fit?
By my count, yes.
Okay.
I could have screwed up. I don't have experience with the Wyvern and the Lehman Russ, but based on the GW website, I'm good by a whole sprue.
All right, okay.
So everything should fit in the Drukhari-sized box, as long as I didn't screw up.
Well, and that's why I was like, because we're comparing it so closely to the Drukhari one, I was like, are we like making the new... size.
No, the Drukhari one is extra interesting because due to the shape on the sprue of the Raider slash Ravager,
it's just popped out kind of thing.
They're extra big. You could probably get several more sprues in technically, but that gets into a weight thing when it comes to shipping and all that. So I tried to just play it by sprue.
And there's a certain amount of like, okay, when you're loading the sprues into the box, you have to, you know, be careful to make sure that this one goes here and that one goes there, instead of just being like, stack them, put them in.
So this list is also kind of nice because, again, Wyvern dual builds, Lehman Russ multi builds.
Has the Lehman Russ and all of its things.
Yeah, Bulgrins can be Ogrins, unless someone's going to teach me a lesson and that's not the case, but I've always assumed that's the same box.
I don't know that to be the case, but I'm with you in making that assumption. I feel like it's a perfectly reasonable assumption.
And then the Cadians are Cadian.
Yeah.
They're here.
It's what you got. You know, like there's a certain amount that you want to have a battle line. So
it's crazy because this is literally a $30 difference versus the current box. Like MSRP, $30 difference. Materials wise, this is probably goddamn close. But it's such a better list.
And not just such a better list. It's such a better guard intro box.
Yes.
The Walker.
I do like it. It was in an earlier build instead of the Wyvern.
But the fucking Lehman Russ is the Lehman Russ.
And the big thing for me is you could buy like three copies of this, build one of the Lehman Russes as a tank commander, mag your Lehman Russes if you want to get fancy, but whatever.
Sure.
You could build one of the Wyverns as a Hydra for a little variety, and you end up with a very balanced looking army at 1500 points for like three intro boxes, and then you just build from there on whatever you want.
Right, and like you've got enough troops to like do stuff.
Yeah, you end up with too many command squads, but until they update the rest of Guard's characters, it's either command squads or named characters right now, so...
Which I do wonder, I mean, I haven't looked at it, if a named character wouldn't be better for this specific case.
It gets into the whole, I wanted to avoid them, but you're right on, like, technically I could have thrown Leonidas or whatever his name is in here, and he would have done fantastic, but you could just go buy him.
Yeah, the character versus epic hero thing, it's probably better for a combat patrol to go generic.
I think all intro boxes should aim for a generic character that you can make your own, and then you can go out of your way to buy a named character.
Yeah, but it's just because you brought up those problems for Guard. I feel like an epic probably would have been better for the list, but it's not worth it to make the specific change just for Guard. I like it. It's a nice list, and it feels like Guard. Honestly, all of the lists, one of the things that I guess stands out is we tried to have alternate build kind of things. Like the fact that you can buy multiple copies of the Combat Patrol means that you can have multiple loadouts.
And it doesn't have to be that way. Like if we were going Marines, Marines get extra cheating because they get like 10 of the things. But like if you're going Marines and you're going with ones that can't be built that many times, you can still make it worth buying two of a Combat Patrol pretty easily if you don't go out of your way to make it terrible, which it sometimes feels like GW just did.
It definitely seems like that with Dark Angels. Yeah, I think primarily we chose the three that we wanted, and like we've been thinking about, I've at least been thinking about the Orc one for a while.
The Guard one is very topical for something that our audience will understand in hopefully about a month.
So, yeah, I think the next time we visit this, there's going to be less of the, oh, let's just, you know, have all of these switch hitting kits. We'll see.
I guess that's a question for the audience, too, of which ones should we aim for next? If we were to continue this, did you like this? Do you want to see more of it? Would you like us to skip the lecture on design before we get to the clickbait portion of the episode?
Just know that we're going to go through that anyways, and it'll be in the audio, but maybe if enough people don't like it, it'll be cut from the video.
But give us that feedback. While you're giving us feedback, the rest of the YouTube pleasantries could be quite helpful. The Patreon we have may become very important with how terrible my week was.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, if GW wants to make these boxes, don't worry. Go ahead.
Yes, it's free real estate. Feel free to copy our homework here, GW. We'll thank you.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Go for it.
I'll flat out say I'm sorry in advance that I made fun of you so much. I'm sorry. I'm so glad that you did these fixes. Wow.
You're awesome.
You're the greatest. You deserve a raise.
You deserve a raise.
Let's not talk about letting anybody go this week. We've had enough of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's UK. I don't think it's kind of gone over to the UK yet.
They have jobs over there.
That's fair. Yeah.
It's just knife fights, right?
Yeah. Something about Tories and...
Oh, no. Don't do that. A comment section will never recover. No politics joke.
Oh, Northern Ireland, huh?
Oh, Scotland. Oh, Wales.
Yeah, right. It is entertaining that you can say basically any region over there, and it's like, yep, there's something.
It doesn't even have to be near the UK.
That's true.
How about some islands off the coast of South America?
That's true. There's also some India areas. And...
Mm. Little country.
Yeah. Opium. Remember that one? Yeah.
Remember that one?
Probably. Just the outro.
And one last thing before we get out of here. Book club is coming up. If you're listening to us this late into the episode still, you're the target audience. Check out the book. It's The Fall of Cadia by Robert Rath. It's going to be pretty awesome to read through, I've been hearing. So I'm looking forward to it.
We're looking to do that episode mid-April, early April, somewhere around there.
Yeah, we'll have a solid date in another week or two here, but feel free to get a head start on us. That does it for the topic, though. If you guys want more of this, please, again, send it our way, but let's get out of here for the week.
Sounds good.
All right, we already did the news in the main segment this time, so nothing really else to cover. I'm Brad. You can find me on Twitter at Dr. Ruler. You can find Eric
on Twitter at OneQuoteSora.
The show has a Patreon at patreon.com/solelysingleton, which I didn't mention in the episode, but fuck me, whatever. You could join great patrons over there like Bullet Sponge 7.
We also have producers Brandon Janke, Demolition Man, Dr. Lace, Jan Geisy, Robert Tolano, Rock, and Timothy Cody. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Also, don't forget to check out Orchid 8. Yeah, we've got merch.
We're falling apart over here, so that's about it for this week.
That's about it for this week.
This outro has been a disaster.
It's been a week, yeah.
All right, I desperately need a weekend, so without any further ado, I hope you all enjoyed this. I hope you all tune into whatever we're doing next. Hopefully I'm in a much better mood. Until then, have a great week, everybody, or at least better than mine. Eric, get us the hell out of here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Mandalore Gaming Sins of a Solar Empire video, so...
I saw that today. It's a shining beacon of hope in my day. Do you remember how much we used to play in college?
It was so fun, man. I love that game.
I remember we'd have to take a break at like 1 a.m. before they closed the food buying area on campus, and we'd go down there and get a bunch of energy drinks and like mozzarella sticks and shit, and then just go back to the room.
Just the absolute most garbage food ever. It was delicious. It was great. And then play for another 4 hours.
It was like 80% grease, and then we just stay up till like dawn playing. Oh
yeah. So I'm excited to have that as the capstone to this week with good nostalgia.